Happy Easter, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother J. Paul Hernandez. I want to welcome you. Welcome home. And I want to welcome you because Jesus is here. Jesus is reigning in your hearts. And maybe you've been running away or you haven't been to church for a while. You haven't talked to God. Maybe you ran away from God. And guess what? Ang Diyos hindi napapagod, hanapin ka. Kasi mahal na mahal na mahal ka niya. Pakisabi ka sa katabi mo, mahal ka ng Diyos.
Mahal ka ng Diyos.
To all first time attendees, can you raise your hand? I just want to welcome you. Welcome home. You know, before we pray, we talk about gratitude. First of all, I want to say what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for everyone, for all the team, for the Holy Week retreat, for our choir and full band, for everything that's happening. So I want you to put your hand on your chest, close your eyes, and just reflect. What are you grateful for? What are you celebrating this Easter? Please, let's pray. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to His Word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I'm God's beloved. I'm God's servant. I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. The word last minute, we have live stream. Thank you, Paolo, for making this happen. Tuloy-tuloy na ba? Let's pray, guys, brothers and sisters. Just in case hindi ka updated, buhay po ang Diyos. Jesus is alive. Just in case lang late yung pagmarites sa'yo, I want to read to you our scripture today from 1 Corinthians. It says, "For I handed unto you as first of importance what I turn had received." So si St. Paul wasn't there when Jesus was alive. Na-chismis lang sa kanya. And para tayo si St. Paul, ask me why. We're not the first listeners. Na-chismis lang ang nabuhay ang Diyos sa atin. And a relationship was passed on from the first apostle to the next apostle. And we're Catholic, we're Christian, we follow Jesus because people transmitted the risen Lord from generation to generation. So, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, and that He was buried and He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. So Jesus is alive, and that means something. Something new is coming. And we celebrate, masaya tayo pag New Year, di ba? But today we're gonna pray, and as we celebrate Easter, we're gonna pray for new beginnings. Let's pray. Jesus, I pray for new beginnings for every person in this room. A turnaround in their marriage. A turnaround in their finances. A turnaround in their family. A turnaround in their health. A turnaround, Lord, in anything that is happening to them. I declare, Lord, that the old is gone and the new has come. As you have risen, we are also risen. I believe, Lord, that our best days are ahead of us, and you, Lord, will bring the glory of your resurrection to our lives. You are alive, and you are alive in me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God a big clap offering. Wait, don't sit down yet. Before you sit down, please give a hug to as many people as you can, and with love, tell them, Happy Easter, my friends. Medyo na awkward ka na at na introvert mode, you may sit down. Are you blessed to be here? Can you tell the person beside you, kung excited ka today, get ready for next year. Here's what I promise you, Feast Magnolia. Next year, may Holy Week retreat tayo na face to face. This Easter talk, we will have three awesome parts. Parang gagawin po natin, magbe-build tayo ng puzzle. Okay lang ba? It may seem different messages, but once we receive the whole three points, para siya magiging buong magandang puzzle. Am I making sense? So are you ready? Tell the person beside you, God is up to something. Let me start with a story. In 2016, my brother and I went to Bangkok, Thailand, bromance trip before I got married. So I was so excited. Ask me why. As panganay, ako yung laging taga-plano ng lahat. Sabi ko, bro, your time to shine. Kailangan ikaw na ang mag-alaga, ikaw lang na mag-asikaso ng mga planning sa bahay. So this trip, John was in charge of all the planning, all the food, all the budget, and exciting, right? You know what happened? Ask me what? Day one, nag-away kami. Kasi nawala kami, so nag-away kami. Guess what happened day two? Nag-away ulit kami. Kasi magkaiba gusto namin gawin. And day three, ask me what happened. Nagkainisan na lang kami. Kasi masarap naman yung pagkain. Alam mo, ito na-realize ko sa bakasyon namin ng kapatid ko. Tanyo sa akin, ano? Ang ganda ng mga kuha ko sa kanya. Tapos, yung akin, mga picture ko, sariling sikap or blurry. It's either sariling sikap, mong selfie kang ganyan, pa-picture sa ibang tao, or andiyan ka pala, yung ganun. Bro, sinabi ko sa kanya to, bro, lalaglag kita ha. Sinabi ko kagabi. Sorry sa girlfriend ni John. Wala kang picture. Pwede siyang turuan. In life, pag nawala ka, nakakainis, di ba? Tama ba? If you make a turn, wrong turn with Waze, or you do something na nawala ka, nakakainis. And in this first part, we talk about the two disciples na nawala. But here's the thing. Hindi sila nawala by accident. They chose a different path because they were feeling bad. A few days after Easter, two of Jesus' the followers, one called Cleopas and the other a name, were both so devastated and heartbroken because their master was crucified. From Jerusalem, they decided to walk 7 miles to Emmaus. Can you say the word Emmaus? The walk to Emmaus is a symbol of someone walking away from God and the spiritual family. Pwede ba ako magbigay ng biblical context sa inyo? Can I nerd out? Every time we hear in the Bible a line saying, leaving Jerusalem, leaving, parang Jerusalem was where God was. So every time na may taong paalis ng Jerusalem, umaalis sila sa simbahan. As they were walking, the risen Jesus, so naglalakad sila, di ba? So dalawa sila, ngayon. Tapos may nagpakita, may third guy. The risen Jesus appears to them, but they don't recognize Him. while they were walking away from God, so they were walking away from God. Imagine Jerusalem was where God was. They were walking away from God and they were with God. And as they were walking away from God, Jesus gave them a Bible study. Alam mo, grabe tong reflection kong ito. Tanyo sa akin, ano? Pag nag-friendship over ka na sa kaibigan mo, di ba, unfollow, unfriend, delete chat, lahat, right? I mean, nangyari na sa atin yan. Pero grabe ang Diyos. Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Tinatakbuhan mo na, sinasamahan ka pa. Ganun kanya kamahal. I want to speak to everyone who have not talked to Jesus for a while. Kala mo lumayo ka at nakalayo ka. Wherever you are, God is there. Andito si Lord, gusto mo pumunta doon, andun si Lord. Papunta doon, kasama mo pa rin siya. Bakit? Kahit nagtatampo ka, hindi magsasawa ang Diyos, mahalin ka. That even if you're walking the opposite direction, Jesus will still walk with you until you make a U-turn. Kahit lumalayo ka kay Lord, hindi ka niya iiwan. So ang tanong na lang ito eh, ask me what? Kailan ka babalik? Huwag mo nang pahirapan ang sarili mo. Umuwi ka na. So when they arrived in Emmaus, Jesus broke bread. And in the middle of the Eucharist, boom! Nawala si Lord. So parang, ha? Si Lord pala siya. Natauhan sila. At that moment, Jesus vanished. And Luke says, they got up at once and went back to Jerusalem, where they found 11 disciples gathered together with the others. They walked back to Jerusalem. Even if they left their spiritual family, may uuwian pa rin sila. Nag-uusap kami ng Feast Ortigas Brother Builders. Nag-meeting kami. May napansin kami sa FOD ngayon. Tanyo sa akin, ano? Maraming pumupunta sa mga feast natin na sugatan, nasaktan sa ibang community, sa ibang sambahan, sa ibang feast. Pero umuwi sa Feast Ortigas District. Na-realize namin, hindi na kami dapat mahiya. Tanyo sa akin, bakit? Kasi may pinaglalabang kami sa FOD. Pag-ibig. Where there is love, there is healing. Some scholars say that Luke didn't name the other disciple because he wanted you to know that it was you. Friend, are you walking away from God? Or are you walking away from your spiritual community? No matter how much you run away, God will keep chasing after you. Sometimes God will speak to you through moments, people, events, things, but hindi mo mapapansin until hindsight na. Because when we're so sad, depressed, oppressed, we're spiritually blinded. Do you agree with me? Kaya nga minsan, nagkakaroon tayo ng what if. Sayang, hindi ko siya naligawan. Woo! According to St. Augustine, you have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until it rests in you. Guys, we will forever walk and we will forever search. We will only find peace until we found our way back home. So, hawakan mong kamay ng katabi mo at sabihin mo sa kanya, walk back to Jerusalem. Part 2. So part 1 yon, part 2. So ito na yung puzzle natin, ha. Sabihin nyo sa say this with me. New Jerusalem is coming down. So what is Jerusalem? In the Bible, Jerusalem is not a place, it's a portal. So ito yung sabi sa Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The original design, heaven and earth were connected. United po tayo. So that God and man could live together between heaven and earth, so there was a portal. We're familiar with portals. Like, alam niyo, sinunod ng Monsters, Inc.? Okay, matanda na tayo. Okay. So sa Monsters, Inc., di ba, may door doon, di ba, para makapunta sa Monster World and Earth Kid World. meron, di ba, papasok ka sa door. Or sa mga mas bata, Dr. Strange, di ba, gumaganyan siya. Tapos may, so yung mga bata nag-relate. So papasok ka doon, you go through the portal sa Dr. Strange. So imagine the original design there was a portal from heaven on earth because God wanted communion with us. Can you say communion? Simple lang. Gusto ng Diyos kasama ka tumambay. Gusto ng Diyos kasama kanya kayo pagkwentuhan, tumakbo, maglakad. God wants to be with you. In Genesis, what was the portal between heaven and earth? The Garden of Eden. That was where heaven touched earth. Later in the Bible, the portal became the temple in Jerusalem, which followed the template of the Garden of Eden. But, can you say but? The fall of man, sin happened, destroyed that connection. Heaven and earth were separated, but wait, there's more. God is not yet done. Anong ibig sabihin nito? Tanyo sa akin, ano? Kahit anong pagkakamali mo, ang Diyos ang unang gagalaw para ayusin ang pagkakamali mo. What do? We only respond to His grace and mercy. So from Genesis, we now go to Revelation. We get a glimpse of God's end scenario. It says, "Then I saw a new heaven and new earth." On the last day, ito yung sa mga ibang Christian denominations, they say, second coming. Okay? On the last day, second coming, end of the world, heaven and earth will reconnect again and the portal between the two realms is coming back. For it says, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. So in the grand scheme of creation, though we are walking back to Jerusalem, Jerusalem is also walking back to us. In Tagalog, salubong. Sinasalubong natin ang Diyos. We're walking to Jesus and Jesus is walking to us. Ang tanong, how do you walk back to Jerusalem? I'll answer later. Part 3. So ito na yung puzzle. Ang ganda nito. Noong una, hindi pa ako naniniwala kung baano namin tatahin tong talk na to, pero galing nung Bible research team natin. Sila na. Part 3, the fifth problem in the Corinth church. So the last few weeks, we were talking about the problems in 1 Corinthians. So ano ba yung nangyari? Cliques instead of community, proud of sexual sins, idol food, gifted yet divisive, and number 5, ito yung pinakamahirap. Some rejected bodily resurrection. These guys had no problem with the afterlife. Some of the people couldn't wrap their minds around physical resurrection. Bakit? Kasi yung philosophies nung time na yon, 'di ba ngayon ang uso is relativism, wokeism, ism-ism, ganyan yung atin sa time natin. Nung time na yon, ang uso were Gnosticism. Can you say the word Gnosticism? Ang Gnosticism, ito yung lahat ng corporeal, lahat ng natahawakan mo, lahat ng tao, lahat ng katawan, mali. Anything physical is bad, only spiritual was right. So they thought, yung katawan ko madumi. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha ba siyang madumi? Madalas, pag di naliligo. So with them, they hated their body. Napansin niyo ba, what do we do when we hate our body? We destroy our body. Agree? Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Maganda yan. Gwapo yan. Mabango yan. Tapos pag in-affirm mo, sabi niyo, hindi, pangit ko nga eh. 5 nga tigyawat ko, brother. Sige na, I take it back. Pangit ka. It's more hurt, di ba? Parang hindi mo alam gagawin mo eh. For them, the idea of bodily resurrection was just embarrassing. Feeling nila mababang nila lang. Parang, ay, ang down. Parang ang humiliating no na, ha, namatay ka, lalabas ka sa kabaong. Can I give you an example? Okay lang ba? Nahirapan ako isipin to. When I was younger, sige na. There was a movie called The Ring. Alam niyo yun? Raise your hand if you watch it. Yung original version na hindi yung American version, okay. 'Di ba sa The Ring may VHS, tapos
Okay, VHS ko siya una napanood, okay? So, mag-confess tayo lahat mamaya, ha? Okay. So, yung unang The Ring, sa VHS mo siya pinapanood. Tapos may parang cursed VHS, di ba? Tapos, pag pinanood mo, mamatay ka in 7 days. Tapos bilang marinig mo yung... Tapos lalabas si Sadako. Kailan yung si Sadako? Lalabas si Sadako sa TV, tapos mamamatay ka na. Yung ganun. So, why am I sharing this? Ask me why. Yung pananaw nila, yung resurrection is para kang magiging Sadako na parang low-budget Pinoy movie na Sadako version. So parang, ang baduy, parang hindi cool yan. So ganun yung pananaw nila sa bodily resurrection. And this is how Paul addressed their problem in the church. St. Paul retold what happened in Holy Week. He preached about the kerygma. Can you say the word kerygma? He retells the core Jesus proclamation, the first good news you tell a non-believer. Di ba dati, kerygma conference, kerygma feast, kerygma magazine? Why? Simple lang po. If you can only... Okay lang ba mag-theo talk tayo? Mabilis na mabilis lang. If you will talk to a non-believer, an unchurch, somebody who doesn't know, you only preach one thing. Ask me what? Kerygmatic preaching. What is that? Ask me what? Jesus died. Jesus suffered, died, and rose again. Yun ang kerygmatic preaching. For I handed on to you as importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. St. Paul said, Jesus did not just die. He was buried. That same body was buried in the tomb. That same body was raised, nail marks and all. And by proclaiming the kerygma, Paul was telling the sophisticated people na feeling baduy ito, ito sinasabi niya. Jesus is not a philosophical idea. Jesus is not just a teacher. Jesus is not just a motivational message. Ito po ang totoo. Jesus, our King, suffered, died, and rose again. And if you reject Easter, you reject Jesus. To Paul, Easter were not just a pretty metaphor. Ito po ang nangyari. Easter was a historic event. This is the bold claim of Christianity among all denominations or all religions. We believe that the death and resurrection of Christ came. Alam niyo po bakit tinawag na history? Ask me why. Because it's about His story. And how did time split? Before Christ and Anno Domini. So even if you don't believe in God, you live in a world dictated by God. So kahit anong laban mo, isa lang po ang mangyayari. Tanyo sa akin, ano? Siya pa rin ang panalo sa huli. Actual people saw Jesus. Yung faith natin, nagsimula sa kwento, yung, uy, alam mo ba, nabuhay si Lord? From kwentong ganun, eventually nasulat, naging systematized religion. Hindi po natin inimbento to. Our popes, our bishops, our priests are connected in an unbroken line of apostolic succession. Ano po ibig sabihin nun? Ang simbahan natin ay ang nag-establish ang Jesus. Jesus gave the keys to Peter, and we belong to a religion that was started by Jesus, passed on to Peter, and the next successors of Peter. Am I making sense? So sabi niya, and that he appeared to Cephas. Cephas is the Aramaic version of the name of Peter. Then to the 12. Then he appeared more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James and all to the apostles. Guys, ito lang po. In today's world, we're like Corinthians. If it's not on the gram, it didn't happen. Sa runners, pag wala sa Strava mo, hindi ka tumakbo. Pag hindi na, wala kang video ng buhat mo, hindi ka nagbuhat. Ganun tayo ngayon, di ba? pag hindi mo pakita sa social media yung passbook tito, yung kita. Wow. Guys, ha, dami nyo ng judgment sa akin. If you didn't post on social media, it didn't happen. But you see, we belong to a world na may kwento. Problema lang, walang Instagram nun eh. Walang TikTok. But what do we rely on? The stories of real people. Alam mo, pag umatend ako ng funerals ngayon, ang madalas eulogy ng mga tao, kunyari ganito, iyak siya, Erning, ba't ka na umalis? Naki-Lord na siya, iniwan mo na ako, bakit? Parang galit tayo pag namamatayan. And yes, we're sad because of grief, yes? We see heaven as a place for souls. We never talk about the resurrection of our body or what it means. When we declare the Apostles' Creed in the Holy Mass, we know that we don't understand what it means, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. Every time we celebrate Mass, we say this, but do we know what it means? Easter is saying something different. Let me unpack. When you don't believe in Easter, this is what happens. You don't take care of your body anymore. Why care for my body? Shell lang yan. Alam nyo, pansinin nyo ba sa mga religious people? Sorry, medyo, wag nyo ako i-cancel dito ah. Ang religious people, hindi healthy. Mahilig kumain at matulog, mag-serve. Tapos, kakain before mag-serve, and yung reward from serving, kumain ng mas marami. So maraming religious people may sakit. Yun na lang, okay? And religious people tell me, ang baduy ko daw. Kasi I'm managing my food better, I sleep better, I exercise a lot. And ito lang tinuturo. Ito yung medyo, alam mo yung micro-ministry ko within the ministry. I said to my friend priests, my brother builders, my brother missionaries, telling them, alam nyo guys, theology of the body yan eh. When you take care of your body, you are glorifying God. Ask me why. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Gusto mo ba yung temple, yung bahay mo, sira-sira yung pipes? Ayaw mo, di ba? So ayaw mo ng puro kolesterol yung katawan mo. I'm not saying I'm perfect healthy, but it is why I take care of my body. But if you don't believe in resurrection, you will stop taking care of yourself. Do you agree with me? Marami akong kilala dito. Sabi nila, okay lang naman walang tulog, basta hindi walang gising. Friends, I love eating crispy pata. Lalo na yung, alam mo yung sobrang crispy sa labas. Tapos pag kinain mo yung loob, ang lambot niya, tapos juicy. Tapos pag hinalo mo yung patis, toyo at suka ng may onion, naku! Tapos sabayan mo ng malamig na coke. Tapos sabayan mo pa ng garlic rice. Alam mo yon yung talagang, Jesus, you're alive! Yung ganon. So hindi masama kumain ng crispy pata. Agree? But if I eat crispy pata na ganon, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, mamamatay ako maaga, then it will be dishonorable to God. Am I making sense? You just have to do your best to love your body so you can love others. St. Paul says, our body is the seed of our future glorified body. But someone may ask, how will the dead be raised? What kind of bodies will they have? What a foolish question. When you put a seed in the ground, it doesn't grow into a plant until it dies first. In this the same way with the resurrection of the dead, our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they never will be raised to live forever. Seed affects fruits, right? Ito lang yun. We take care of ourselves so that we can take care of creation. Brothers and sisters, ang una pong trabaho ni Adam is steward. Can you say steward? Hindi po flight attendant. Siya yung steward, meaning siya yung in charge sa lahat ng creation. How can you take care of God's creation if you're not okay with yourself? Tama po ba? Ito lang ang aking rule sa buhay. Ito nyo sa akin, ano? How will you test if healthy ka? Ask me how. If nag-zombie apocalypse today, mabubuhay ka ba? O magpapahuli ka na lang? Yung ganun. If mabubuhay ka na mga 1 month, pwede. Pero pag ano, ay, kunin mo na ako, ayoko mapagod. Guys, alagaan mo naman sarili mo. Ayoko hingalin, brother. Kunin na ako, zombies. Yun, delix yan. Jesus says, for whoever is faithful in small matters will be faithful in large ones. Number two, why help the poor? It's the soul that matters. Friends, if you don't take care of ourselves, we will not love the poor. Alam niyo po, sabi ni St. Paul, do you really want to disgrace God's church and shame the poor? There should be no equal division in the body, but the parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffer, all the parts suffer. You're in Feast Magnolia. Feast Magnolia is part of the Light of Jesus family. Why am I sharing this? If you go to the feast and you make this your home, we will have a preference. Can you say the word preference? For the poor. This community, we will not shun the poor. We will love the poor. And here's my prayer for all of you. Ask me what? Pwede ba magpayaman ka? Magpayaman ka ng sobra kasi marami tayong poor na papakainin. Alam nyo, sa feast, meron tayong womb to tomb ministry. Wala pagkabuhay sa grace to be born hanggang anawim na mamamatay ka na, pre-departure area. Maraki po yung gastos natin doon. But because we're Catholic, we're Christian, we're part of the feast, we will fight for the dignity of human beings and we will not let the poor die in suffering. Do I hear an amen? I want you to be the richest version of you because my prayer is Feast Magnolia feasters will be generous to the poor and we will not let the poor be hungry anymore. Do I hear an amen? Friends, we have abandoned elderlies, pregnant women in crisis, poor cancer patients, children who cannot go to school, prisoners, abused lady, young girls, ang dami po. I believe someday God will bless you so much that the poor will stop being poor because of you. Number three, why excel in earthly matters? It will all vanish. Tuntuwa ako, wala akong maisip nung una, pero naisip ko, finally. Wala akong maisip na kwento dito, tas wala lang, galing. Nung Holy Week na, may dumating na kwento. I gave a corporate leadership workshop last December. And in that talk, I gave my best to serve them. One of the participants was inspired and inquired about the feast. So natuwa siya. Alam niyo ano nangyari? Ask me what? From corporate client participant, so pag corporate client, napilitan lang umattend yung taong to. Tapos natuwa siya, na-bless siya, and nagkwento sa akin, nag-PM siya sa akin, sir, alam mong pag sir client ko eh. Sir, nag-feast na po ako. Lord, thank you. Bakit ko kinuwento sa inyo to? Hanapan niyo ako ng talk? De, joke lang. I work hard to provide for my family, follow my dreams, and bring Jesus to the world. Friends, every time I go on stage here at the feast or when I'm working, I give my best to be a good example. I try my best to be an evangelist even if I'm earning money. Ask me why. Because the unchurched is where we need to be. I need to be a good example. I need to reveal God's love to people wherever I meet them. From the janitor, from a client, to the CEO, whoever that person is, I want to be Jesus to them. Jesus taught our prayer, Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come. And how does His kingdom come? Your will be done. Magnolia, farmers, all of you are gifted, talented, empowered. How will His kingdom come? How will His will be done? Through you. Through your accounting practice, through your business, through your career, through your law practice, through your medical practice, through your job, through your family, through your prettiness, through your paghahanap ng asawa, wherever you're doing, you do it for the glory of God. And we will salubong Jerusalem there. Madami po sa atin nagulat na may Easter feast. Sabi, baka tayo mag-Easter feast? Petiks na lang tayo, atin na lang tayo ng SMX. Ganun tayo dati. And then what is what we realized? Ask me what? Easter is the pinnacle of Christianity. This is the highest and most important day of our Christian life. Today, I invite you to give your life to Jesus, to bring people to Jesus. And for those who came back to church na ngayon lang, para sa'yo to. Kasi hinahanap ka ng Diyos, hinahabol ka ng Diyos, mahal na mahal ka niya. So, today's world, hindi mo kailangan pumunta ng Israel para makapunta sa Jerusalem at mapunta ng heaven. How do you go to heaven? Ask me what? His name is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we are on our way to heaven. The more you receive Him, the more you go to heaven. As we celebrate, let me close with this. As we celebrate Easter, our Feast Magnolia worship team embraced being one with the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Paano? Ask me how? Nagpabudol sila sa feast builder nila. Sabi ko, try natin to. Medyo baliw, pero try natin. Tanyo sa akin, paano? They arranged, rehearsed, and shot a music video to celebrate Easter. Itong clincher, tanyo sa akin, ano? Uy, sabi ko ito, wala tayong budget. Gawa kayo ng budget. Alam mo, sabi nila, sige. So what did our worship team? Sila nag-ambag. Sino mo? Sila na nag-serve. Sila pa nag-ambag. Sila pa nag-hakot. Bakit? Wala lang. Sila ang tumaya with their time, talent, and treasure to declare the glory of God to the world. When you believe in the resurrection of Christ, you will let go of all your inhibitions and fear to use all that you are and all that you are to bring God's kingdom on earth. Guys, ito lang po. Tanyo sa akin, ano? Ang Diyos, never kang tinipid. So kung magbibigay tayo sa Diyos, bakit natin siya titipirin? E talented tao natin eh. And dami nating gifts at dumadami tayo. Bakit natin titipirin ng Diyos? Ibibigay natin ng lahat because siya ang Diyos nating lahat. He is the King of Kings. So, we shot this to evangelize the world. Whoever will receive this music video, whether they go to Feast Magnolia or not, we will release it and we hope na baka may gusto mag-suicide, may maghiwalay, mabless sila. Kung saan sila umaten na feast or simbahan, we will celebrate because our goal is to proclaim the Word of God. Yan po ang paglalaban natin sa Feast Magnolia. Do I hear an amen? So before we unleash this artwork, beautiful artwork to evangelize the world, I want you to embrace their creation for Jesus. Tayo pong lahat ang gumawa nito para sa Diyos natin. Let's begin.